You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd, live from New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex, Day 3. Todd, an exciting guest up next, but I got to tell you, my heart is full of sorrow. We're coming near the end of Interphex 14. It has been an outstanding couple of days.
Yeah, on the one hand, I'm kind of dabbing the tears out of my eyes because I don't want it to be over. I really don't. But on the other hand, I don't think I can absorb a whole heck of a lot more.
No, I'm with you on that. It has been an amazing couple of days. What you and I have learned and what we share with the audience has just been, it's been amazing. You know, however, our streak continues at all the trade shows that we cover because they once again have saved the best for last.
How do they do that?
How do they do it? I don't know how they do it. This next guest will be real interesting. Say hello to Julie Ackerman. She's the Senior Director of PR and Communications for PMMI. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you both for having me. It's great to be here with you today.
Well, pleasure is ours, I assure you. Julie, lead us off by walking us through a little bit about yourself and PMMI.
Sure. So, as you mentioned before, I'm the Senior Director of PR and Communications for PMMI. We are the Association for Packaging and Processing Technologies. Our trade show represents a little over 600 packaging and processing supply chain companies. We actively bring together buyers and sellers through a number of avenues. We have the Pack Expo family of trade shows. We also have PMT Magazine. We offer an array of business intelligence for our membership and in the arena of the packaging and processing industry, as well as a number of education offerings as well. So we stay busy. We stay really busy. Our family of trade shows includes Pack Expo International, which is this year in Chicago, November 2nd through the 5th. We also are introducing the co-located Pharma Expo this year in partnership with ISPE, the International Society for Pharmaceutical Engineering. So we're really excited about that.
Well, let's dive in.
Yeah.
Pharma Expo, tell us all about it.
So just a little history on how we got to this point. Back in 2011 at PEC Expo, we introduced the Pharma Pavilion, and it was in an effort to make our show more customer-centric. We were trying to make the show more user-friendly for the vertical markets that obviously fall under the packaging industry. And what we learned from our attendees was that they were not identifying themselves necessarily as being in the packaging industry, but they identified themselves as being in pharmaceutical, food and beverage, personal care. So we wanted to take a very horizontal show and break it down vertically so that it was more user-friendly for our attendees. And from that came the Pharmaceutical Pavilion. And that is where we had a number of exhibitors exhibiting their innovations and technologies in pharmaceutical. So again, you know, in talking to our exhibitors over the last few years, it became clear to us from the feedback from them that they really did encourage us to create this standalone show that we're co-locating with PAC Expo. So this will be the first year that we're introducing that concept, and again, you know, in partnership with ISPE. So we are looking forward to hosting about 10,000 attendees to come and see about 80,000 net square feet of innovations in pharmaceutical. So in the packaging processing arena. So we're excited. We're looking forward to it.
10,002, because I assure you, Todd.
Is that
and I
right?
Fantastic. We're going to come see this thing.
That's awesome.
I'm intrigued by the idea of this co-location.
Yeah.
So walk us through the benefits to the attendees of having access to both PAC Expo and Pharma Expo.
Absolutely. So the show will feature cutting-edge solutions for the entire pharmaceutical manufacturing lifecycle. But what we have found and what we have heard from our attendees is the idea that, you know, they go to PAC Expo and they see this cross-pollination of technologies. So obviously, you know, you've got issues in food and beverage, and you've got, baking and snack, beverage, confectionery, meat and poultry. All of these areas are being driven by innovation. And they also face the same challenges with respect to ensuring compliance in an increasingly complex regulatory environment. They face issues with respect to accommodating small batches and greater diversity of products. They're managing a larger, more complex supply chain or supply web. Also, every one of those industries, they're trying to build and maintain consumer loyalty to their brands. Also, developing and nurturing, maintaining a workforce. You know, so all of these areas, these vertical markets, face these same challenges. And so what our attendees find at PAC Expo is that they can come to one show and see innovations and solutions across all of these markets. So in the pharmaceutical arena is no exception. In fact, you know, we have found, you know, attendees tell us that they borrow from solutions and technologies from pharmaceutical and vice versa. So it really is a great, you know, just marriage of innovations in one place.
I got to tell you, Julie, I love this idea of the co-location because I don't know how many interviews did we have that did not talk about collaboration and integration. It's just a
very important theme in this show.
Very consistent message. You may be setting yourself up.
Oh God!
And I say this, I say it with a smile on my face because what folks are going to do, I suspect the attendees, they're going to see the variety that you have combined in one place.
That's right.
And the next thing out of their mouth after they say thank you is going to be, well, what are you going to do next?
That's right.
Okay, what are you going to do next?
Well, you know, not only, obviously, the show will continue after the closing of, you know, of the show floor, especially with the offerings and education from ISPE. Just maybe I should talk a little bit more about that. So, you know, one of the benefits of partnering with ISPE is, of course, their expertise and the value that they can bring to the show with respect to education. So, you know, we'll have our innovation stage, which is education sessions that will happen on the show floor, and then also the conference at Pharma Expo that they'll provide the subject matter experts for. So, you know, in addition to just the show floor, of course, we'll have an abundance of offerings with respect to education at the show. So that sort of takes things beyond the show floor.
All right. We've talked about the Pharma Expo and the co-locating it with the PAC Expo. Let's go up to 10,000 foot again. I want to hear more about PMMI. Talk about some of the other things that you guys are out there doing for the marketplace.
Absolutely. So we have introduced a couple of new trade shows. Just last year, we introduced PAC Expo Guadalajara. Hmm. We understood that there was a need for a show in that space, so we opened that last year. And then, of course, the next Guadalajara will be in 2015. And I've got the dates here, if you can give me a quick second, because, of course, we've got so many shows that I can't commit them all to memory. So Guadalajara will be March 10th through the 12th in 2015. 2015 is a really, really exciting and really busy year for us. We have introduced, or we announced anyway, that in 2015 we'll be launching PAC Expo East. That'll be happening in Philadelphia, and that will be in February. And so that's a brand new show for us. And it's a more of a regional show, which is how PAC Expo Las Vegas started out before we grew to over 700,000 square feet. And it's become a very international show. So that is also in 2015. We've got PAC Expo Las Vegas, September 28th through 30th in 2015. And that's every year. So we have a lot going on. And then, of course, on top of just the trade shows, we have our PMT magazine. And then we offer education, we offer business intelligence for the entire supply chain and packaging and processing.
Julie, there are folks out there, not a small number of them, that'll say, the whole trade show idea is dead, it's too expensive, it takes too much time, I don't want to do it, blah, 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 my feet hurt at the end of the day.
We
and
hear
yet
that a
you're
lot.
Growing. Well, I'm sure you do.
We hear
probably
it,
more
but we're
than
not
I do.
Seeing it ourselves.
The flip side. I mean, you're talking about new shows. You're talking about more people. Tell me, explain to our audience why this thinking that the trade show is dead is misguided thinking.
Well, I mean, just in the 4 years that I've been with PMMI, I've experienced, you know, our show keeps growing, and this is what I'm seeing annually. We grow almost 10% in attendance every year.
Wow.
So, I mean, the numbers aren't really lying to us. We're also, you know, a couple of years ago, we did something called the Voice of the Attendee, and we went out and did a really in-depth survey with our attendees from shows, I think, 2 or 3 years back. And what we learned from them was they still wanted that face-to-face interaction. We're one of the only shows that you'll find where they've got moving machinery on the show floor, which, you know, people can come and they can see and hear and touch and, you know, and ask questions And it's really, you know, we're in such a technology-driven, you know, environment these days, but you find more and more these, what we're hearing anyway from the attendees is they still want to come onto a floor and see the technology face-to-face. So.
All right.
We're not going to argue with it.
I wouldn't.
Right.
Well, Julie, I have a sneaking suspicion our paths will cross again, but
we're about out
of time for this conversation. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about PMMI and all these great events?
Sure. I encourage anyone listening to go visit us at PACExpo.com. We also are at PharmaExpo.com with the new show website. You'll find all the information you need about registering, hotels, more information about education as that program is developing. So PACExpo.com and PharmaExpo.com.
All right. Julie Ackerman, Senior Director of PR and Communications with PMMI. It was a real pleasure.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. All right, Youngblood. That wraps
it. I don't want to wrap. I don't want to do it.
This broadcast on behalf of our guest, Julie Ackerman, my co-host Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. This concludes Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfect. We'll see you in 2015. Have a great day.